Welcome, kids, to this episode of the Wake Up Kid podcast. This is Kennedy, and I truly hope your day has been amazing so far. Finally, we have made it to the end of the week, and we can wrap up our focus on the sinful nature we all inherited from Adam. He chose to sin, so he became sinful. Then he passed on that sinful nature to all the humans born after him. Now we all live with this sinful nature here on Earth. Let's talk about that some more after this hilarious joke of the day.
Why was the broom late for work?
Why?
It overswept.
Hey kid, it's time to wake up to the fact that we all inherited a sinful nature from Adam. Because of this sinful nature, it is natural for us to disobey God, and it was like that from the very beginning of our lives. Paul writes about this in Romans chapter 7. Paul is a Christian, and the Holy Spirit lives inside of him, but he still finds himself wanting to do wrong things. Some people turn away from their sin, they put their trust in Jesus to save them, and they think that will mean they will never want to disobey God again. But that just isn't the way it works. Even children of God have a sinful nature. But as children of God, they also have the Holy Spirit. If those of us who are God's children will choose to follow Him, the Holy Spirit, instead of our sinful nature, we can live for God instead of against Him. In the very next chapter, Paul puts it this way, "The law of the Spirit of life," that's the Holy Spirit, "in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death." By obeying the Spirit, we are rescued from the control of the sinful nature we are born with. If you are a child of God, you will be faced with choices every single day. And there's going to be part of you that wants to do things your way instead of God's way. You will want to disobey Him. That's your sinful nature. But there will also be the Holy Spirit working in you, helping you know what is right and giving you the power to obey God and live for Him. I'm praying for you and me that we will choose His way. It's what's best for us, and it's what Jesus deserves. But sometimes we're going to mess up. It's important that we remember He doesn't leave you. You're still His child. You can admit you messed up. You can trust Him to forgive you immediately. And then you can get right back to living for God. Hope you have a great rest of your day.